AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. On August 10th, the Israeli military struck a school-turned shelter for Palestinians in Gaza City, killing more than 100 Palestinians, including women and children. Israel said that Hamas members were hiding in the school to justify the attack. However, they did not provide any evidence for this claim. They said that they had been working towards reducing the risk of harming civilians, while also labeling the death toll from Palestinian officials as inaccurate. Azat Tarishq, a member of Hamas's political bureau, said that there were no armed men in the school. Hamas stated that Israel's justifications for their attacks on the schools are excuses to target civilians, schools, hospitals, and refugee tents, all of which are false pretexts and expose lies to justify its crimes. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the death toll has surpassed 40,000. On August 15th, Bangladesh's interim government announced that the United Nations will look into the crimes that were committed during the weeks-long protests that ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. UN investigators are likely to arrive next week. Hasina's government was accused of extensive human rights abuses as well as the mass detention and extrajudicial killing of thousands of her political adversaries during her 15-year rule. Local authorities also started investigating allegations of murders, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed by Hasina, her cabinet colleagues, and top security officials. The student protests began of the reintroduction of a quota system that would reserve 30% of high-paying government jobs for descendants of veterans of Bangladesh's fight for independence in the midst of high unemployment rates. On August 9th, Algerian gold medalist Iman Khalif filed a cyberbullying lawsuit against Elon Musk, J.K. Rowling, and Donald Trump. Khalif won the gold medal for the women's boxing at the Olympics in Paris this year, but had to deal with much online abuse during her run after she defeated the Italian boxer, Angela Carini, in under 1 minute. Carini said that she had never been hit so hard in her life, which led to several people bringing up her IBA ban. Back in 2023, the Russian-led International Boxing Association stated that Khalif had failed her gender eligibility tests and that she could not compete in world championships. The nature of these tests, as well as the results, were never disclosed. However, under the International Olympic Committee's regulations, Khalif was cleared to compete. An IOC spokesperson said that many women can have elevated testosterone levels but still be women and compete as women. Carini later apologized to Khalif and said that she respects the IOC's decision to let her compete in the Paris Olympics. Khalif's lawyer stated that the case was filed against X, but Musk, Rowling, and Trump are specifically named because of their misleading comments on the platform. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
For CJLO 1690 AM, it is Monday, August 19th. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. Last week was a romp. Let's keep it to a special basis. You know, I had so much fun. I've got a bunch of stuff stored up. Maybe the show will start to incorporate more aspects like that. What am I? I'm getting ahead of myself. You're listening to REVC on CJLO 1690 AM. And today I've got a real fun, normal episode for you guys. Not too much no instrumental stuff this week. I'm going to bring it back a bit next week, but this week we're going to get out of our system a lot of indie rock. We're back to the classic rock. You know, I've been thinking about this. Soon enough, you know, Yola Tango is going to be classic rock. I feel like it already is reaching that. I feel like it's classic. Talking Heads, I would say, is classic. What's classic rock? Is it like rockabilly? Is it like... Okay, anyway, we're going to open up with some Matt Berry. Yes, the comedian. He's got this great track, Take My Hand, from a few years ago. About a decade ago. It's a bit of a throwback, but enjoy. Going to have fun today. Going to have fun today. You better have fun. You better on REVC today on Monday at noon.
Thank you. Witch Hazel.
Thank you.
Mutec Festival celebrates 25 years of electronic music and digital creativity from August 20th to 25th. Enjoy an eclectic program featuring local and international artists performing at the Quartier de Spectacle. On the program, 6 unique immersive evenings, indoors and outdoors, and over 80 live audio-visual performances. The free experience stage will take place every evening from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Esplanade Tranquille. Alongside the festival, Mutec Forum will explore the latest trends in digital and sound creation, artificial intelligence, extended reality, gaming, and sustainability. Tickets and passes are already available at montreal.mutec.org.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
Hello everyone, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. You're listening to REVC. If you didn't know, the Refried Ectoplasm Variety Corner. It doesn't really matter too much, though. It really doesn't. We started the hour with Take My Hand, Matt Berry, and then a transition into one of my favorite instrumental tracks, as you know, Tick, 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 It Wears Off. That's Todd Rundgren. After that, Swinging London, The Magnetic Fields, off their best album, Holiday. If you think differently, you can contact my Instagram, REVC, period, CJLO, on Instagram. After that, How Can I Love You If You Won't Lie Down? Some Silver Jews. We're still, every day, the memory of Berman lives with us. I hope that you celebrated his passing with some debauchery. We're going to keep it going. Some Yola Tango. I've played this on the show before, and then I went to New York State with my friend, Dylan, and he was obsessed with this song. I might as well play it. Here's Magnet.
I'm like a magnet. You're like a we
loves me. Oh, Gail loves me. Loves me. You can't hide from what's inside of you.
crowd falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Me and my arrow. Do 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 do.
god, that thing is just amazing. From the REVC vault, that was just All My Sorrows, the cover by of Montreal. Also, right before that was Me and My Arrow, Harry Nilsson. I'm sure you've heard it before on the station. By the way, you're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Max, this is REVC, and before that, Harry Nilsson, it was Any Major Dude Will Tell You That Any Minor World That Falls Apart Comes Together Again. That was Steely Dan, of course, you know, I can't resist the Dan. Maybe that's the last Dan song for a while, though. I've Got Critics. Before that, Gayle Loves Me, the Jonathan Richman classic off of the Modern Lovers 88. Now that's a summer album, if there is any. We're going to keep it rolling with some more classics. Why not some Parquet Court?
Time. Forget about it.
I didn't
You're a glass-eyed tiger, I'm a rusty fire hydrant. You're a freshly wooded spider, I'm an awkward silence. You got sand in your swimsuit, I got a missing tooth. You took the last piece, didn't you? Well, I hit myself on first. Can't keep kissing around anymore. My dialing finger is getting too sore. Disaster come between us, now I'm a poet on the run. Searching for a place where my heart can feel something. Then I can retrieve it from the basement of my stomach. The suffering resumes as long as it continues thumping.
That's After Sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center. Saturday, August 31st. Get in the waves. Swim in your life. Get tickets now at Evenko.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere now. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. We're entering our last 15 minutes, but before that, you heard Keys Down If You Stay, off the new Cola album from June. I got the chance to see them in Philadelphia, but they're local. You can see them very often whenever you want. They're so good. Before that, Your Asterisk, the Halo Benders, the amazing Built to Spill side project. Before that, Beef Hits, Dumb, some more Canadian punk. And we're going to keep it rolling we're going to have a really fun last 15 minutes. Let's party, you know. But first, some Jail.
Play on your part. Standard play, but I'm not so caught up in no details. my pony. He's chewing bark and not the leaves. He's crying like a baby, would you help him? I think it's his mom. Mister, would you please help my pony? He's down and he ain't getting up. He coughed up snot in the driveway.
I'm sorry. I'm coming in here. Yes, I wanted to play Bang on the Drum all day. Why did Spotify play the super gross version? I'm sorry, guys. We're changing the speed.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna close this episode out with some Party Machine. Well, sorry for that Todd Rundgren snafu. Whatever, we'll hear it another time. You guys know the song, I was just gonna have fun with it, but that version was not what I wanted to hear, and you heard me, I paused it, it instantly stabbed right into my ears. Dang! Alright, well, before that you heard Mr. Will You Please Help My Pony. You guys know that's my favorite, one of my favorite songs off that Chocolate and Cheese album by Ween. They just did a re-release, so I thought to play it. Before that, Accepting Applications at University by the Lilies. Now that is quite a good act that I've been digging my way through, and that track is really fun. Before that, Mosquito by JL, the Halifax Classic. And yeah, you're listening to Party Machine, Bruce Hack off of his album Hackula. That's with two A's. And there's apparently a training shift after me, so I'm just gonna let this thing roll and hit it off. Enjoy the Party Machine. Don't.
Of the computer complex.